It was something like we had never seen before, because again, I've been through the H1N1 and Ebola and even the HIV crisis, but we had never seen something like this before. And it didn't take us long to figure out. We all started thinking, oh my gosh, our volumes have dropped in the emergency department. People are going to be afraid to come to the hospital. We started thinking also, they're going to be stuck at home with their abusers. So we were concerned. We didn't know what was going to happen.
And what did happen? I mean, we see, you know, these numbers now, and it's very alarming.
Speaking for myself at IU Health Methodist, and I've spoken with some of my colleagues at the other Center of Hopes or the forensic programs in Marion County, it was a drastic drop in ER volume, period. Any type of patient, especially at Methodist, so busy, it was odd. You know, it was really concerning. And then what we started to see is more and more patients starting to trickle in, until we realized in looking at the numbers, we were seeing a whole lot of domestic violence and assaults, period, which when I look at our statistics, I also look at assaults, because we break our patients out into the type of patient, what brought them in, other underlying factors, how many times they've been there. Domestic violence is hard to track because a lot of people don't want to disclose it's domestic violence. But what we were seeing for ourselves is that the assaults were going through the roof.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the factors? I mean, we know that the pandemic has worsened some of these factors, mm-hmm. unemployment, poverty, untreated trauma. What are you seeing?
Well, things that you will see increase in any type of a disaster situation, including a pandemic like that, are the same factors that you'll see in domestic violence or interpersonal violence. Perpetrators' favorite tool is isolation, isolating their victims. And what have we done? We've shut people away from friends, family, agencies. That's a factor. In the ER, we have just seen loads of increase in substance abuse, overdoses, attempted overdoses, anxiety in general, stress. Joblessness is also a contributing factor that can increase domestic violence, and financial instability, all those things, everything that kind of comes into play or increases domestic violence is exactly what we've seen with this pandemic.
Are some of the organizations and agencies now opening up a little bit more? I know at first, you know, it was really difficult.
Yes, they are. And, you know, I really have to give such credit to our advocates, law enforcement, you know, prosecutors, but our advocates in the shelters. They really were on the front lines and redid so many of their processes to try and continue to provide these services. But we really are getting back more to normal. As I said, most of the advocates are now, they're not working remotely anymore. They're coming back into the hospital. Our courts have opened up to an extent, so things really are slowly getting back to normal. But when it was at its worst, we were so appreciative to all these other community partners that they found a way to still take care of people. Domestic violence, it's really a public health crisis. When you have violence inside the home, it's going to spill out outside of the home. So we all need to be aware of this. Children exposed to it. The statistics have looked at the criminality that can come, lost wages, and mass shootings. That's not talked about. Mass shootings, when they have dissected those, anywhere from 50 to 60% are 100% related to domestic violence.
Julie, I want to say thank you so much for taking time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.